Mediocre, we don't know her. Welcome to the home of Hell Yes Style. Join me, Samantha Harmon, the style editor, for conversations on confidence, business, and elevating your wardrobe to bring in the cash. This is for female founders and women in business who are fed up of feeling like they have nothing to wear. I'm about to turn your style into your favorite business tool. So let's open the doors of your wardrobe and get stuck in. Welcome back to the show. It feels like it has been a while, and that is for good reason. We're all about the evolution around here, and that is what we'll be covering in today's episode. In March, I made a decision that has changed my life. I decided that where I was fine, but there was a whole other level that I was going to. It was time for a glow up. So I don't know if this subject is going to be controversial or make anyone feel a certain type of way. The intention is to share a story, not to trigger. This is my story. It doesn't actually mean anything about you unless you want it to. And also, you know what? When we do feel triggered by things, we also have the choice to investigate that feeling. Like, why is there a wound in this place? What is it actually telling you? Because it isn't actually telling you anything about me, is it? I get to change. I have permission to do that because I have my own permission. I get to call myself out on the behavior or where I know that I'm not pushing myself. And I get to enjoy exercise and nutritious foods and looking after my body and doing my skincare if I want to. I get to be in my feminine energy, which for someone with a lot of masculine in their chart, I have Aries Sun, Sagittarius Rising, they are masculine. I am allowed to lean into my feminine, which is interesting because I have Scorpio Moon in my 12th house, which is the house that rules emotions and intuition. And that was once ruled by Mars, which is masculine, but now it's more commonly associated with Pluto. So it's very intuitive and darkly feminine and mysterious. And I also have my Lilith in Libra. Your Lilith is your dark feminine energy, and the wounding that you might have around that. And with Libra, it's related to beauty. So it's been very interesting to me over the last couple of months, really looking inwards at my ideas of beauty and my own beauty and my own sense of beauty, my own story of I'm not beautiful, considering what my Lilith is. This is a little off tangent, I know, but if you want to understand more of the energetics, which is a huge part of styling that I don't really see anyone else talking about in the way that I do or at all, then you absolutely need to be inside of Style Money Magic. This is an incredible program. I really feel like it's a universal purpose-driven thing that I've created, and it's unlike any conversation that you are going to be in about style anywhere else. It's literal magic. It will change how you think about wardrobe, about yourself, about time, space, energy, money, all of it. I love it. Go to the show notes, get yourself inside Style Money Magic. You will not think of these concepts and subjects in the same way ever again. So in this episode, I will not be discussing weight loss. If you know my story, you will know that I do understand the pervasive idea that women have to shrink, and I understand the damage that has on women and on wider society. I also have my own thoughts on how skinny has come back and is this trend, and the toxic nature of that, and jabs, and how toxic it is, and how it isn't actually helping people or healing people. And again, I say this as someone who was previously quote unquote overweight for a very long time. I quote unquote struggled with my body image, but I recognize that people have agency over what they choose to do, and that is their choice. And isn't that the entire point of feminism? So I'm not going to go into anything around weight loss. However, I have been contemplating in detail how my beliefs and my desires are allowed to coexist. Just because my belief is fuck the patriarchy and the fuck this toxic narrow standard of beauty that we have does not mean that I have to pretend that my desire was not and is not to be the most expanded, vibrant, magnetic, hottest version of myself. Because I don't think that it's helpful to deny our desires or our wants, or to deny ourselves feeling or looking the best that we can. And by the best, again, I do not mean by society's narrow standard of beauty. I mean how we want to feel and what feels good to us. Feeling negative about yourself is not optimal manifestation energy. It's just not. I know this in my soul from trying to manifest from a place of not feeling it, not feeling like I'm it. Do you think that going around with the idea in your head that you are not it is helping you to manifest what you want? Of course it's not. The universe is expanding. We know this. And as part of the universe, though a very tiny speck that you might be, when you resist expansion, you are resisting the natural order and the whole purpose of your existence. You are supposed to outgrow situations, clients, programs, beliefs, spaces, people, and personal style that no longer serves an expanded version of you. How can you leave this planet better than you found it if you hold on so tightly to a belief about who you are that you never find the most expanded divine version of who you can be in this lifetime? This theory, I know, is in complete contrast to modern society. We live in a capitalist patriarchy that profits from you staying small. From a young age, likely a time before which you have any active memories, you have been told to conform. You talk too much in class, you must wear a uniform, your outfit must show absolutely no personality, and if it does, you get detention. You're going to get punished. Your universal purpose of expansion is fighting against your conditioning to conform. And for most people, conformity wins. Most people are not awake to this conversation. They go about life on autopilot. They are unaware that the decisions that they're making are A, their own, or B, only about existing and not about living. Now, some people woke up, they've unlearned and they've relearned and they're on a mission, but conformity ultimately at some point will win out because they only take it so far. A few people woke up, they unlearned, they relearned, and at the moment when they could have conformed or they could have stayed at this level and thought this was their ceiling, they were like, nah, fuck that, this is just the floor. Now, in business, we put a lot of emphasis on embodiment. We say you can't teach solutions to problems that you haven't solved for yourself. And that is true. We're looking for coaches and mentors who have a deep understanding of the path that we're treading because they're a few steps ahead of us. We want to be where they are. But the opposite end of not being in embodiment because you never went through it is when you have overcome the things that you're teaching, but it feels like it's so many eons ago that you feel disconnected from what you're teaching. The experience of being at that level is no longer clear and fresh in your mind. And whilst you might have, say, a pre-recorded course or pre-recorded content from then, which captures your energy at that moment, it no longer feels expansive or exciting to teach it now. And you feel like you have to hold on to it because what will people think? What will people think if you actively move away from being who you were before? I had a realization in March, if I'm being brutally honest, that I had outgrown the origin story of my business. My origin story was that, yes, well, so I'm a queen now. I used to hate myself. I did hate myself. And it was like I thought that I needed to continuously say that story over and over again in order to be relatable to the woman who also hates herself. Like she needs to know that I used to hate myself in order for me to persuade her to work with me. But what I realized is I don't actually want clients who need persuading of anything. I realized that my mentors, the ones who are in that frequency of wealth, and I don't just mean monetary wealth, I mean the joy of fucking life, always show up being phenomenal. And it's not about their size or their shape or their age or their physical features. In fact, arguably, most of them don't conform to that narrow beauty standard, but they are glowing. And there are certain things that they do as a non-negotiable. They look after themselves. They go full glam or laid back, but it's always taking care of energy. Being hydrated isn't a goal for them because they don't need a reminder on their phone to drink their fucking water because that level is so, so, so basic. And when they turn up on a call or a live or a podcast recording, they are giving it queen energy. They are going for it. There's no room for, oh, I'm in my pajama energy. I mean, that's never been my vibe anyway. But the point being, I want clients like me. I am attracted to women who are, you know, not just what they say they are, or they're not just teaching a thing, but because of their energy, because of their frequency. At this stage, I am paying to get into the frequency. And when she turns up on the call and she is well rested, well exercised, well hydrated, well nourished in her fucking diamonds, I'm like, yes, this is the frequency for me. So in March, I was not feeling that way about myself. I had this realization around eclipse season, also around my birthday. I'm in Aries. We always having to go first that my origin story was keeping me here at this level. It was like there was this cap on how much I worked out, how far I pushed myself on my self-care, what I thought I was allowed to do with my body. How dare I say it? How hot I felt that I was allowed to be. And even in my style, just in case this woman in my head who might have at one time been a client of mine might think that I'm a sellout or a bitch or whatever else because I've decided to change, because I've decided to evolve deliberately in public. But the answer is that the kind of clients I actually want to be working with now are the ones for whom change is a state of being. It's their personality. It's their vibe. They're not looking at her evolution over there with any type of negative energy or any kind of, you know, oh, she's wrong for doing that. They're like, fuck yes, queen. I want to pay to stay in your energy because you are the demonstration to me of evolution. And I had this moment of clarity where I realized, wait, I get to be all of it. I deserve to be it all. I owe it to myself to be the hottest, most magnetic, glowing, wealthy version of me. So now I'm going to take you through some of the glow up things that I have implemented. These have shifted my frequency. I feel like my brain is clearer. I'm moving faster than ever. I'm welcoming women into my spaces who are the vibe. Why? Because I decided to go first. Some of these are concepts, others are practical, skincare, nutrition, exercise, etc. Disclaimer, I am not a qualified expert in any of these things. This is a conversation for self-led grown-up women who understand that these are the things that have worked for me. I'm just sharing from my experience and I'm not telling you what to do. First up has been mindset. I've decided that I am hot. This may sound weird, but I realized that I was holding on to this past identity in ways that I couldn't see, but that was very much like, but I'm not hot, I'm not beautiful, I'm not pretty, all that shit. It was my business origin story, like I said. It was the way that I related for such a long time to clients, or rather potential clients, because often the people who need you to stay that and keep repeating that story will never actually become clients. So why the hell are we capping our potential to keep them comfortable? Someone else's comfort is not your business. Let them be uncomfortable. It's much better that you are comfortable with yourself. And I was uncomfortable with myself, if I'm being honest. So I started to talk to myself differently. I looked in the mirror and I was like, Samantha, you are one fucking hot rich bitch. I repeated it over and over. Like I'm there telling my husband, like, this is my year of extreme hotness. And he's like, okay, eye roll. She's off again in her land of delusion. I'm a Sagittarius rising. What can I say? We are the Delulus of the zodiac. Again, if you want to know more about that and tapping into your frequency, you should absolutely be inside of Style Money Magic. I think you're insane for not being in there, but I am a Sag rising. So, you know, I am. Working out is a wealth state. That's what I've been leaning into. So I've upped my daily steps. I'm out on my hot girl walks. I'm doing Pilates. I started off with a Pilates challenge, which was every day, but now I'm at 2 or 3 times a week. And this is more of a mindset shift than a body shift. Although, of course, the better you feel, the more you're in that magnetic manifesting energy. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Of course, I'm not going to be going for it fully big in business if I'm only doing 6,000 steps a day versus now my minimum is 12,000 steps a day. It's increased my confidence. It's changed who I am. And it sounds so silly that you can literally step into, with your steps, a new version of yourself. Like, I am that woman. And because I am that woman, once I got into the identity of 12,000 steps is my minimum standard, I was like, what can I also add? So then I got a weighted vest to add more resistance and to push myself that little bit further. I have decided that I am not someone who says I can't or I could never. It's either I want to do this and I'm going for it, or I don't want to, full stop. It's either a full body fuck yes or a full body fuck no. Not a, oh, I could never. Like I said to my clients this morning in the Level Up Telegram, which you get access to, it's incredible. You get access to this space. If you come into any of my offers, I am going to the moon on a rocket ship made of my own self-delusion and let's fucking go. Are you in the rocket ship or are you going to watch us from the ground? Being out in nature on these walks that I've been doing is also a totally free way of completely shifting your frequency into that of abundance. I dare you to go and be in nature for just 5 minutes and hear the birds singing and look up at the trees and down at the flowers and not feel like that bitch. Because you really have those moments, those existential moments of like, wow, I am a part of all this. And as a part of all of this, I am universal abundance. You know, my granddad recently passed away and he was the wealthiest man I have ever met, not because of material possessions. He actually lived, you know, quite a frugal material life, but because he understood this, he had this zest for life, this joy of life that had nothing to do with sales or money or how many fucking likes he got on Instagram, but pure just love of life and love of nature. And I genuinely do believe that being out in nature as much as he was kept him as vibrant as it did for so long. So get out there, shift your abundance mindset by being in the most abundant place that you could possibly be, which is nature. Another thing to add is the weather has been wonderful, unusually wonderful in the UK. So it has been quite easy to get outside. But other things that I have, you know, I have a gym membership for steps, or I have a walking pad, and I also have a vitamin D light that I will put on if it is cloudy outside. I'll put that on for 20 minutes and sit in front of it as I'm doing my work. And it really does help because it helps your vitamin D levels, which I swear is another thing for topping up your energy and making you feel absolutely like that bitch. The next thing I did was up my protein. Protein is so important for women, especially I want to continue to be strong for a long time. I want to have energy. I've got big goals, so I have to fuel myself to go to get them. And upping my protein seems to have helped my brain power. Like, I feel like I'm moving faster, not necessarily physically, but mentally. If I have an idea, I execute. Last week, a client told me I was going to put on this crummy t-shirt, and then your voice came into my head and was like, just fucking get dressed. So I created an audio download, which has so far had hundreds of downloads, and an opt-in page and an email funnel, and I put it out promo all in one day. I am moving, and I do think that is a trait of the most successful women I know. They aren't sitting on ideas, they're not waiting around. When the idea strikes, they're moving with it. Again, I'm not a nutritionist, so I can't tell you do this and then, but I'm just telling you from my own experience, I do feel better in myself for having made those little tweaks to my nutrition. Because as I said, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And another thing that I've done is upped my collagen. Again, not a nutritionist, I'm sharing from my personal perspective, but for my skin, my hair and my nails, why the hell not? Why the hell not? Talking of skin, another thing that I've been doing is a fake tan. I'm a big SPF girl. I honestly look like a ghost. My sisters will sometimes tell me that I look like the ghost of an Edwardian prince, because they are both, they've got this beautiful olive skin. If we go somewhere like Greece or Italy, people will literally start to talk to them in Greek or Italian. And I'm just kind of their very pale, weird sister who doesn't see the sunlight in the corner. So every day, even if it's raining, I am wearing my SPF factor 50. But again, I really reassessed what is me and what was part of an old identity that I was keeping myself to, because, well, that's the way it's always been. Or, oh, I've always only have been at this level of feeling hot or whatever else. Like, where am I allowed to experiment if I want to? It doesn't have to be perfect. It's not permanent. How can I have more fun with skincare and makeup and hair care? I've been taking the extra time on my prep because also it saves time in the long run. If you can wake up in the morning and you feel tanned, you're glowing, your hair is ready, you are ready for the day in a way that you wouldn't have been, and you're like, right, let's fucking go. Let's record some content. Let's get into the Telegram chat. Let's make a podcast, versus someone who thinks, oh, I'm not ready and it's an effort to show up and create content, blah, blah, blah. Prep. Get your nighttime routine down to the point where you wake up and you are ready to fucking go. This is not an excuse era, queen, okay? This is the moving era. And now it's easier than ever because there are things that are available to us that were not before. And I have to thank I know. What I'm about to say, you might be like, oh, but I have to thank the TikTok girlies for this, for their tips and tricks, because those girls on TikTok, they have got me. If you want to have a glow up of skincare, hair care, know what these queens are using, TikTok is the place. On that note, I have upped it to an 100 with my skincare and also my hair care. Now, this has been something that I've always enjoyed. I have a lot of hair. Actually, I have a big head. And I like having a lot of hair also, because when people say, you know, oh, so much hair, they don't necessarily realize that my head is literally the size of the fucking moon. But because I have a lot of hair, if it is not looked after well, it is going to look a certain type of way. But anyway, there is something about that woman who is high maintenance so that she can be low maintenance, right? Again, let's suspend any old but patriarchy, because as a woman, I know that I exist as a ball of contradiction. I am multifaceted. I can acknowledge patriarchy and I can question how much of what I want to do is my idea, or that there's a pressure from the outside that's influencing me, societal conditioning. And I can also really fucking enjoy caring for myself if I want to. I really love taking the time to do my skincare, because also it's a compound effect. No, like all things that are worth doing, as an example, when I started on LinkedIn or I started my business, you don't get the result right away, but it all stacks up to really make a difference. I've also been hair oiling once a week and massaging my scalp. This is great for boosting circulation and growth. And I can say, having been doing this for a while now, in this glow up period, my hair does feel really good. And I feel like I'm having to wash it more. It feels like it holds the wave better. It's shinier. There are also treatments you can use for shine to top that up as well. I use the glaze transparent treatment every now and again, just to keep the shine going. Nails are another thing. And this is something that I've really had to look after, because I have a very bad allergy to methacrylates. This is a substance that is in nail glue and also in a lot of salon products. That is the kind of allergy, as with most allergies, that gets worse and worse with exposure. So I have really had to invest in looking after my nails for myself. I use a strengthener, growth polish, cuticle oils, and hand mask, and I've made that a really nice little ritual for myself at the end of the day, lighting my candles, doing those. It's just an act of indulgence, right? It's low cost and it feels good, and it gets you into that energy of abundance. Doing your skincare is also a great time for mindset, like mirror work. How often in a day are you looking into your own eyes and saying nice things to yourself? Firstly, how often are you looking into your own eyes in a mirror? And then how often are you saying nice things to yourself? Why does it make you so uncomfortable to just look at yourself and look at your body? That disconnected frequency is not the vibe for manifestation. So close the bathroom door, give yourself just 5 minutes, use your gua sha or put on a sheet mask, double cleanse, whatever it is that works for you and your skin. Again, I'm not a qualified expert, so how about treat yourself to a consultation with one if you don't know, and just have that time for yourself. I will also often put on a face mask first thing in the morning as I'm doing a bit of journaling or setting up for the day, and it really makes a difference to how glowy you look on calls. So if you are someone who's had a call with me recently and you've been like, how are you glowing? That's the secret, a face mask. I've also been in the sauna a lot. There are infrared saunas near me that I've been to and I've enjoyed. Probably there are some near you as well. These are great for your overall health. They have a lot of health benefits, but I also have a sauna blanket. I don't know if this does much more than just make you sweat, but I'm telling you that when I get out of that sauna blanket and I jump into a cold shower, fucking hell, I feel like I can take on the world. It's also great for muscle tension and recovery if you are someone who does work out or lifts weights like me. And I also dry body brush. This is great for lymphatic drainage. It just makes me feel a bit less bloated and less lethargic, to be honest. Again, I'm not an expert. I was telling my own experiences, and I am telling you all of this because, you know what? Knowing when it's time for a glow up season and actively choosing it, actively choosing your evolution, actively looking at all of the stories that you're telling yourself about why you can't and what is capping you at this level, is the vibe of a self-led, wealthy woman. And I know you are listening to this podcast because that is what you desire to be. So I hope that there is something in here for you to take away that has encouraged you to look at those beliefs, look at what you're doing, assess your own behavior and be like, right, come on, bitch, it's time to move. Yes, style, here you come. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hell Yes Style podcast with me, Samantha Harlan. Loved it? Of course you did. Then you will love working with me. Check out the links in the show notes and let's continue this conversation.